Fireworks are banned in my neighborhood. There are too many trees, too many houses. So this year, for the 4th of July, my parents are taking me to the Tulalip Reservation, about 20 miles north of the city. They sell all kinds of fireworks, and they have a huge field where you can set them off. This place is crowded and colorful and chaotic. It's amazing. My parents lead the way to the booths. There's a food truck parked beside the big gravel lot, selling authentic Mexican tacos. The smell of cooked, seasoned meat fills the air, mixing with the peppery gunpowder from all the fireworks. I can practically feel it, in little flecks of grime all over my skin. Mom asks, "Do you need these, Edie?" She opens her palm, revealing a little package of earplugs. I shake my head. "I'm okay. Thanks." The booths are set up in several rows. The nearest one is decorated with red, white, and blue streamers, and a huge banner that shouts, "Fireworks," in bold letters. The booth across from it is lime green, with little alien heads and UFOs outlined all over it in black paint. Another is hot pink, with candy-colored rockets arranged in bouquets on its counter. The next is blue, with the Seattle Seahawks logo stenciled in stark white and silver, plus the number 12. The one is shaped like the Space Needle. I like this graffiti. I like the bright colors, the bold lines. I wonder if they created drawings and stencils first, or if they just grabbed their cans of spray paint and improvised. I also wonder if they keep sketchbooks or have favorite places to draw like I do. I'm always curious about other artists and their habits, their unfinished drafts, their inspirations. As we keep moving, I can't help but drink it all in. I've never been to a reservation before. Each person I make eye contact with feels significant. It's possible some of them are distant relatives. I could be walking past cousins or aunties right now, and I wouldn't even know it. A rock and roll version of the Star Spangled Banner starts blaring out of nowhere, and I glance around myself, trying to find the speakers. But as the loud electric guitar mimics the sounds of "Oh, Say, Can You See," I instead notice a food vendor with signs that say they have traditional Native American fry bread. I stop and stare. The line is huge. The menu is handwritten on a whiteboard. An ice-filled cooler contains sodas and bottled lemonades. There are two open counters, one where you pay, one where you wait for your order. I watch as a girl receives her food. The fry bread is a rumpled golden brown disc, served on a paper plate. It almost looks like an elephant ear. As the guitar transitions to a choppy, "What so proudly we hailed," something knocks into the backs of my legs. I stumble and turn around. A dog peers up at me with watery, bloodshot eyes. He's panting hard, and his fur is mangy, but he looks happy, surprisingly calm. I thought all dogs hated fireworks, but he doesn't seem to mind the noise, the chaos. He just looks a little lost. I extend my hand to him. "Hi, puppy." He lifts his big nose, sniffs my fingers, pushes his snout against my palm. His tail wags ferociously as he inches closer. "That's a good boy," I say. "You're a good boy." I check his neck, but he isn't wearing a collar. I glance around. Cash registers chime, and shouts of laughter are eclipsed by a huge boom. Shoes crunch across the gravel. A group of men walk by in mismatched basketball jerseys. A teenager adjusts her sunglasses. Her colorful beaded bracelets slide down her brown forearm. A guy with two long dark braids is wearing a Batman tank top. A toddler is mid-meltdown, hands clamped over her ears, face crumpled as she cries out.